The only reason why I got this done was because my wife and son passed. And the one thing that after my wife's passing, after my family's passing, I knew my wife would want me to get my teeth done.
My name is Dennis. I am a Nuvia patient. I'm here today with Tony. Tony and I met a little earlier today, kind of get to know each other and talk story. He has an amazing story, and that's what we're here for. So, everyone, meet Tony.
Hello there.
Well, Tony, while talking earlier, we both kind of have similar stories, and obviously we have similar teeth issues, and we both are Nuvia patients. I guess to start this off, let's start, you know, we talked about when you were young, and we talked about the problems that you had in your mouth, so maybe we can start with that.
I was blessed in my family to be the one child, the one family member that just had too many teeth and not enough jaw to go with them all. I had a lot of teeth that just really liked to mesh with each other, and they broke apart, and I had cavities, and you know, there was, as much as I wanted to brush my teeth as a kid, not really, but you know, as much as I was told to brush my teeth, it'll save you from cavities, it really didn't work, I would say, in my sense, just for the fact that, you know, I had way too many teeth, and they just literally, I had some teeth that ground down to nothing, you know, getting crammed in there. And so it made for, you know, not really being a typical kid, not enjoying the dental life, not wanting to go to the dentist. You know, I don't know many kids that like to go to the dentist. And every time I went to the dentist, I had major issues, you know, a lot of cavities, had to get teeth pulled even before, you know, I had some surgeries done on my mouth and everything, had a canine tooth along my nose and a molar across my teeth at, you know, the age of like 11 and everything, with a cyst in right about here in my, under my cheek. And, it was kind of just part of the lifestyle that I had to deal with. You know, unfortunately, my teeth were all crooked, and, you know, had the nickname of Snaggle Tooth for many years. And it, to say it didn't affect me, it would be a lie. It definitely affected me growing up. You know, as you're a kid growing up in the 80s and 90s, if you had a nickname like that, there was a reason for it. So, you know, it was just one thing that I've ever since, as long as I can remember for myself, I always wanted, not implants, but back then it was more dentures. You know, I was always like, man, as a little kid, I was like, rip them all out, I'll get dentures, you know. And my mom was like, no, we need to save your teeth. And there was like no way to really save my teeth. They never even went through the braces process, just because my teeth ground down so much, and they would have had to probably do some major movement, and I would have probably ended up in a surgery regardless, of just to try and get all my teeth to fit my mouth. So yeah, it was one of those, I don't want to say it typical, it was, for me it was typical, but for, you know, somebody with bad teeth, but it was just a typical childhood with crappy teeth, to say the least.
I'm sure there's a lot of PTSD of going to the dentist and everything else through your whole life, probably.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't a fan of the dentist. I knew I had problems. I knew, obviously, I got my teeth fixed in, I think, my early 20s, and, or I got them worked on in my early 20s. I think I had 9 teeth, and it was like, the guy was like, are you serious? You want to pull all these? I was like, well, you're not putting crowns on them and everything. That's going to be stupid expensive. I was thinking it was like 30 or 40 grand just to do all the fixing then, and that was, you know, early 2000s, and I was just early 20s at that age, and you know, I didn't have that type of money by any means to fix that. So I had those teeth pulled just to make the room in my mouth, and I kind of just stepped away from the dentist and just went with life, and was like, you know, it is what it is, all my teeth are going to be out by the time I'm old, I'm going to have to get dentures anyways. I might as well just let them do their thing, and I'll just deal with that. I mean, I remember having like cavities all the way down into the nerve and having the nerve live. Like I can move the nerve around in my mouth. And even my dad, he was, you know, he was a big tough Italian dad. And he was like, you were crazy to have, like, he would see me like, I would sit there and pull it out and be like, look, and then it would pop back in. And they're like, you're absolutely insane. Like I'd be crying on the ground. So, you know, then I went for a long time without having any kind of dental, I don't want to say insurance, because I had insurance, but I just didn't ever go. It wasn't a real priority in my eyes to get my teeth fixed. I was just kind of dealing with what life had handed me. And then up until, I would say, probably right around 35, 36, I finally like just came to reality of, okay, this is the way my mouth's going to be. Like this is it. Like I was finally a little okay with, this is the way my mouth is, and this is the life I'm going to have to live with them. You know, there's, I always kind of joke around with my wife that, you know, you wanted the perfect man, but I got one flaw and it's crooked teeth. So I got a hillbilly smile. Everything. So
do you think it kept you from doing certain things, you know, having this mouth?
Absolutely. It definitely affected certain choices. Even in my 20s, I had a couple of modeling agencies wanting me to come on with them when I was young and handsome and like we all were in our 20s. And the one thing that always held me back, and they were like, hey, smile, and you know, and you got crooked teeth, they ain't gonna take pictures of you, you know? And so that definitely, and that kills your self-esteem when that happens, because you know, I would say I was a pretty decent, good-looking guy, you know? I wasn't like, oh, I'm a supermodel. No, not by any means. But you definitely hit your ego when you try to build yourself up in your own mind that you're not, that there's nothing wrong with you. And you see, that's the only thing you see in the mirror. You know, I've taken a 7-iron to the face and had a plastic surgeon put my face back together when I was 12 years old. And, you know, people don't even know that I have a scar on my nose and my eye right now, but it's one of those things that I didn't ever see that scar, but I always looked at my mouth. You know, and that was the one of the things that were, when you're always smiling on camera, we did it earlier, you know, hey, smile.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, hey, dummy, you got teeth. Oh yeah, that's right. Let me get out there, you know.
It takes a while to get used to, like, hey, I'm going to show my teeth in this picture.
Right. And it does all the time.
It's a conscious effort to do it now.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's where it's a learning process. The whole process, when you get in, I'm sure even still today, you have probably little things. And when you meet, you know, like us meeting today, I might say something that might trigger something on you. And you're like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that, you know, or whenever you talk about it, and we talk in the groups and on the Facebook page and everything, there's people that ask questions. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to jump on here, share my story with you guys and share it with you earlier. You know, we got something we can put out there and explain to the others that are thinking about it, think about getting this procedure done, or, you know, hesitant about getting this procedure done. And as crazy as it sounds to do, it's very doable. And once you do it, you're like, what was I thinking? You know, why didn't I do this 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And that was one of the things, you know, the 24-hour deal, absolutely. That was, you almost think it's a joke at first, and you're like, 24 hours. Yeah, right. You've never heard of that before. And, you know, it's very true, but they go in there and they clean every infection out, all of it. I was a fat cheeked little dude for a minute, but the bruising I didn't have a lot of bruising, but I mean, just the body, like you could feel your body, like take a deep breath. The next day when you get your teeth put in, you're like, okay, now we're clean. You know, you almost get like a fresh start.
Yeah. It's like having an overall rebuilt motor, you know? we get to start all over again, start fresh, you know, had that same feeling of just taking this huge load off, you know, because I used to get really bad migraines. Man, I haven't had a headache since.
Yeah.
What's something you would tell your old self before your transformation?
Ooh, that's a good one. Something I would probably tell my old, you know, most people be like, just go for it. Who cares? You're going to get them fixed anyways. And I found out about this place, and a week later, literally, I got the surgery. I didn't know about it too long before I did it. And even before that, I was going to get some dental work done, and I had a big mess with that because the dentist turned around and sold the place prior to me getting my procedure, and the new dentist didn't want to do it. So I thought I had like built up this whole little roller coaster ride of, okay, I'm going to get my teeth fixed to, you know, look good. And then it was literally like getting the rug pulled out from under me as soon as I was there to get the procedure done. And then I was like, man, I'm done. I'm not even worried about it. And at that moment, I probably would have told myself, hey, don't beat yourself up, because change is always around the corner. Something is willing to fight to make the change is right around the corner in your life. So, you know, you just got to open your eyes up to it and hope and pray that you get to see the little signals that come. Like I literally found out about this on a Facebook ad. And
yeah, me too. And I was like, oh, it must be one of those.
I never looked it up. I've never looked at implants.
Triggered something, you know, it can't be true, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was true at all, but it was.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I haven't looked back yet. I know we both have been through some serious trauma and everything else. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier is, or what you were saying is how you just got to just persevere through it, you know, and get through it, do it. Because I've noticed some people talking before and on other platforms and everything else. And it's the one thing about it is investing in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to take the time. I know a lot of people, and I know I had a problem with that because I have a son, you know, he wants to go to college and I have this and that. And I never wanted to really invest in myself. I'm always helping everybody else.
Yeah.
But investing in yourself is not only investing in yourself, but it's investing in everyone around you.
Yeah. Your family will benefit from that because that's going to put you in a better mood. It's going to help you become a better person. It will open doors that you will not expect it to open, and not in the sense of helping you off down the road, but literally personally, it'll help build your self-esteem up in a way that you have not ever thought about. And I know it did for me, and I'm a pretty confident person as it is, but it definitely made me more, one, smile more, because now I'm not worried about having screwed up teeth every time I open my mouth, but
won't stink as bad.
true. That was probably number two on my list. If it exists, then I'm golden. You know, I'm sitting in my garage. It's probably 100 degrees in my garage right now because it's sweltering hot in Arizona today. But, you know, it just the self-confidence to be able to kind of joke around and smile in ways you haven't smiled before. You know, you don't know what kind of impressions you really have on your friends and family until you stop smiling. I know my grandmother years ago, back to when I was a kid, was always mad because I, you know, smiled with my mouth shut. And that's what I've done all my life. You know, I did it for 40 years, 41 years. So it was, it's definitely, even today, you know, you were a prime example. Hey, stupid, smile it. Show me them pearly whites of yours, you know? And I'm like, oh yeah, we got teeth. That's my bad. So, you know, and it's a learning curve personally that you just have to build up. But I think the overcoming of the fear of getting the surgery done, like, one, you know, we talked a little bit about my story, being that the only reason why I got this done was because my wife and son passed. And the one thing that after my wife's passing, after my family's passing, I knew my wife would want me to get my teeth done. You know, I can go buy the race cars and buy all the toys behind me and build the shop and build this fancy house and do whatever crazy stuff I want to do. But if I got my teeth done, she'd probably be, that's where she would be the happiest.
Yeah. And,
you know, it affects you. If you know, you know, that you're going to make somebody smile, hopefully not even on in this life form, but the next, I mean, it makes, why wouldn't you do it? You know, why wouldn't you take the chance to build yourself up in a way that you have no idea is going to change your life?
Yeah, exactly. With that, no, I mean, what words of encouragement do you have for those out there that are facing challenges you overcome?
The challenges, 90% of the time, I think, with getting their teeth done, well, there's two. One is you're afraid of going into surgery because it's a major surgery. You know, nobody wants to go through major surgery. And, you know, I think if you, that and finances. Finances, I think, would probably be number one. You know, and nobody can afford it. But I was blown away at how affordable it is.
Well, and they also offer financing. So
right.
What even makes it even better?
Yeah. Half of it was just curious to how crazy expensive does it cost to get 24-hour teeth. But to go in there to find out, okay, this isn't bad. This is actually affordable.
If you're a listener, you may be wondering if you're eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours like these patients. So make sure to take our 60-second quiz in the description below.
And how did you afford it? Did you just, you were able to, or was there anything you did?
Well, I did look into the financing part just to kind of see what my monthly payments would be and everything. But after, so in April 16th, 2021, my wife and son were killed by a drunk driver. And I was 38. I was 38. She was just getting ready to turn 38. 15-year-old son. You know, I was out of state working, and we were working on getting out of debt, working on starting a life, getting everything cleaned off, you know, getting out of debt, whatever everybody wants. Nobody wants debt. She was a respiratory therapist, so we were trying to pay her school off, and I was working out of state, making good money, and working hard at getting there fast, and they ended up passing, and that was the one thing that I knew. You know, if my wife was here or be able to come through somehow and smack me upside the back of the head after buying a couple race cars, it was get your teeth fixed, stupid. Like, what are you doing? So
I know I picked up a little online side gig to make the financing payments. You know, really easy, you know. I don't even have to, it only takes a couple hours a week.
Yeah.
Just to make the payment for the teeth. So
yeah. If people knew how inexpensive it was, I think more people would do it a lot faster. You know, it's really not near as expensive. Like I said, it was cheaper than what my dentist said by a significant amount. And I was like, are you kidding me? I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, are you shitting me? Come on, man. You don't got to sell me. Where's the other? What's written on the bottom over here? You know, and they're like, no, this is it. And I was like, when's your next appointment? I was literally sitting in the office. And I believe the guy's name's Kevin. And I said, when's your next appointment? Let's go. And they're like, oh, next Wednesday. All right, let's sign up.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. I think I found Nuvia, did my consultation, was in surgery, and had my teeth within a month.
Oof, yeah.
I mean, it was like bang, 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 bang. Like, it was awesome. Now you see the Smile Maker page and all these discussion groups and obviously these podcasts and everything else that, man, there's just so much information and so much encouragement. You hear so many great stories. It's just amazing what Nuvia can do for us and everybody else. And you see all these people commenting like, oh, you guys are so encouraging. You guys have made this so much easier. And you know, everything that they've planned, like after surgery, you know, they have everything they need because everyone just kind of puts their input of what works best. And it's just like a huge family, you know, all the patients and doctors, everybody. It's just a huge family to me.
Yeah. And I think anybody that says they don't know what, that don't have any questions that they can have answered, you know, or if they're scared, they haven't looked on the page. Because, I mean,
well, it's all on there.
You could scroll on there for a day and not go through all the posts if you're reading all the comments. And it's wild. And, you know, it's kind of cool to be able to inspire a complete stranger. And there's a lot of people, I think, out there that are just intimidated by the fact that they're, I mean, it's a big step. Don't get me wrong. I completely understand the magnitude of what you are getting yourself into. I've been there. You've been there. It's just one of those things that it is a leap of faith. And this is the one person that you got to have the faith in.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that all the time because I did research. Like I said earlier, I didn't want to go through all that stuff. And obviously the 24-hour, you know, yank my teeth out, put new teeth in and have be smiling the next day and really be smiling, even though you just had major surgery.
Right.
You're still smiling the next day. It's crazy. So I have a question. So, you know, what emotions or thoughts come to mind when you think about the journey where you are today?
I would have to go with everything's, you know, it's so, especially today, there's the gratification and, you know, the happiness, the gratification of having teeth, the personal inside build that it brings, that it builds up. You know, your self-confidence skyrockets when you figure out you can smile and it's not. They're looking at your teeth now because they're so white.
Yeah, you get compliments all the time.
Yeah. And
it's amazing. I've never had that before in my life.
Yep. And coming from the bad side of it, being young, growing up, you know, you see the movie stars, everybody has clean white teeth, your friends that are, everybody judges you because of your teeth. And that, I think, is like one of the least amount of things talked about when it comes to people looking at you. You can have a beer belly, you can have a crazy goatee or Fu Manchu, a wild mullet haircut, something. But if you got messed up teeth, you build yourself a wall that a lot of people don't talk about. And then a lot of people judge you because you have bad teeth. When you can be the greatest person in the world, you can help everybody. You can, you know, you can have an inspirational story. You can do, have done things that people would just be blown away by. And if you have bad teeth and haven't been able to, you know, show that, or you have shown it, people will be like, yeah, he's a great guy, but he got some screwed up teeth. And you're like, that's what you're going to judge me off of, you know? But when you have it the whole, your whole life, and you're able to reverse that to where people aren't talking about that, and now they have no excuses to, you know, really judge you by anymore. Now they're judging you by you, not by this.
So through all this whole process, have you had anybody there to support you through all those?
I've had my family here. My mom, her and her boyfriend come down. My dad passed back years ago, back in 2012. But my mom, her and her boyfriend came down and got to experience a little bit of the fun staying in the motorhome. They're kind of snowbird-ish. So they got to come down and hang out with me during the winter and experience a little bit of it. And then my girl Ashley, she's always here hanging out at the shop and hanging out with me. And you got to meet her today.
Yeah.
She's been a huge supporter of it with getting everything, keeping me in line and everything. I'm definitely a person. That was one thing I would probably say I miss the most about my wife and my son, is they definitely kept me in line, you know, for many years. And then obviously after their passing, I went on a little bit of a wild streak for a minute. But then Ashley, I've known her for many years, and she kind of reeled me back in. And, you know, made me realize, hey, quit being dumb. You know, you're not going to live forever. And obviously, you know, life will hit you when you least expect it with some reality. So, I mean, you know how that goes at 17, having your experience, and then me at 38 having mine. You know, I didn't expect to become a single widower at the age of 38, going from a married man with a son, 15-year-old son, to, you almost say a single bachelor again, because you're like, holy crap, I did not anticipate my life to end up like this. But, you know, she was a great support and great, her and my mom were definitely the two people I would have to thank the most for being able to be there. And then obviously there was quite a few people on the Nuvia page, and, you know, even people that worked there that kept in touch. And I think the relief that it brings every time I go in there, like, I'm excited. Like, this brings back an excitement part of my life that I will forever remember, you know, that I went in and changed my life in this place. I don't care if they move different locations, I will always remember that building. That's where I went and changed my life forever because I got my teeth done.
Yeah, I love going into the office and seeing everybody. I mean, as soon as I walk in the doors and, you know, make that little entrance and they see me, it's just Dennis, you know, everybody's yes. hollering and cheering, and doctors walking by, coming out to talk to you. Or, mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, I have a personal relationship with so many of them in there, you know. The dentist was always evil to me, you know. Well, so with Nuvia, it's complete opposite. You know, I want to be there. I want to be at the office. I'm excited to go in there. I love talking to them all. I love getting to know them all. It's amazing. It's just, like I said earlier, it's just a big family.
Yeah, I definitely, it's the complete opposite of what you're used to.
Yeah, exactly.
You're used to the horror stories. You're used to the oh man, I gotta go to the dentist. Who was ever excited to say they were going to the dentist?
Well, but you now, put it off as long as you care.
Hey guys, I'll see you later. I gotta go to Nuvia. You know, you don't even say the dentist because it's not even the dentist anymore. It's Nuvia. These people, they know you by name when you walk in, because they know there that this is a life-changing major event that they're being a part of.
They all know that we're all traumatized, no matter what level. You know, some people can just have, you know, bad genetics, and but it's still traumatizing. You know, for me, I got them all knocked out at 17 and almost died, you know, and so it was like really heavy trauma. But there's so many levels of trauma that each one of us have, and they all realize that, and they welcome us with that. And they're compassionate. And
yeah.
That's a big word in Nuvia, I think, is compassion.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're about to wrap it up. One last one is, what fun thing you look forward to in the new you?
You know, I said earlier that I'm a pretty confident person, but the self-confidence that this builds for the future me is yet to be discovered, but excitement to be discovered. Now this kind of unlocks the doors that I kept locked when I was in my 20s and 30s and previous to getting these done. I think trying to live the way, one, my wife would want me to live, and two, be happy. Not that I'm trying to make up by any means of the time I've lost not having a great smile, but being able to smile and, you know, show off the inner me. I think it brings out the inner you a little more, and everything accentuates it a little more with, you know, being the happier jokester, not afraid to smile, laugh, you know, where it before, I think it kind of, you held that, I think everybody had that little bit of reserve with the smiling. You didn't laugh as hard. You didn't want to open your mouth too wide because you were embarrassed of yourself. Now I'm not embarrassed. It's more, now I got to remind myself, you know, I'm still in the, I don't want to call it the beginning stages, but I'm still in the beginning stages where I'm like, hey, you got teeth. Let's go. Let's have fun, you know? And, I think future me is going to be a little bit bigger smile, a little bit more louder, and a little more fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
To experience more life-changing stories from real dental implant patients, be sure to subscribe and gain access to our latest episodes on your preferred podcasting platform. And to connect directly with these patients and other Nuvia patients, join our exclusive SmileMaker Facebook group in the description below.